Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. As 2025 draws to a close, the free software and technology worlds have been bustling with updates, announcements, and shifting trends that could reshape our digital lives in the coming year. Perhaps the biggest headline this holiday was the Free Software Foundation's announcement of a historic donation. On Christmas Eve, the FSF revealed that it had received anonymous cryptocurrency gifts amounting to nearly $900,000, all in Monero. This is one of the largest single contributions in its history, giving the FSF tremendous winter fundraising momentum. The FSF has signaled that these funds will drive its efforts in membership growth, education, and digital rights campaigns, once again underlining the movement's focus on software freedom as a social cause, not just a technical one. Now, shifting gears to programming communities, Sophie Herold, one of GNOME's core developers, broke down the composition of projects in the GNOME codebase. Despite new languages emerging, C still dominates the GNOME core applications, making up nearly 45% of the code, a figure that speaks to the tradition and stability of C for system-level work. Yet, if you look at GNOME Circle applications, those third-party projects in the GNOME ecosystem, you'll see Rust making big strides, representing more than 40%. This represents a real shift towards modern and safer programming paradigms within free software circles. Beyond programming languages, attention has been turning to something that's almost invisible to most users: the packaging systems that deliver our software. An in-depth analysis this month dissected the ongoing headaches of using Git as a package manager database, a practice common in projects like Cargo and Homebrew. The struggle is that while Git brings transparency and decentralization, it often stumbles when performance and scalability are pushed to the limit, especially as package indices balloon in size. As a result, there's renewed interest in more robust back-end systems, capable of handling the demands of ever-growing open-source ecosystems. Speaking of handling pressure, another new study made headlines by quantifying the often overlooked impact of technical glitches in video calls on human judgment. Published in Nature, this research found that glitches, freezing, echo, lag, actually influence our trust in others and even decision-making in critical areas like hiring and healthcare. So if you've ever felt like a dodgy Zoom call left a bad impression, there's real science behind that instinct, with implications that stretch into how we build and maintain remote work systems. The Linux kernel, the cornerstone of so much open-source infrastructure, continued to break new ground in 2025, not just by cleaning up old code, but by adding forward-looking features. This year saw the project led by Linus Torvalds move from experimental support to broad acceptance of Rust, marking a watershed in kernel development. Community engagement was up as well, with contributions from big players such as Meta, who pushed for more efficient schedulers and further innovation throughout the codebase. But while some projects are accelerating, others have ground to a halt. Intel announced it would pause development of its IWD, the Intel Wireless Daemon, a project that fills an important role for Wi-Fi on Linux desktops and embedded devices alike. The news sparked concerns among Linux users who depend on open wireless drivers, suggesting deeper changes inside Intel's open source strategies and priorities. Legal headaches were also in focus in 2025, specifically as open source software keeps colliding with the realities of commercial law. The Software Freedom Conservancy's high-profile case against Visio unfolded in the courts, illuminating how complex and delicate clear interpretations of software licenses have become. The court ruled that while the GPL v2 doesn't require object code to be freely available, it does insist source code is accessible. Nuances further emphasized in recent commentary from Linus Torvalds himself. The episode is a reminder for companies and developers alike about the importance of careful, transparent licensing practice. Turning to infrastructure, the United States saw a renewed and sometimes polarizing interest in toll roads as a funding fix for struggling highways. States such as Florida and Texas have thrown bipartisan support behind tolls, with lawmakers arguing that user fees provide stable highway revenue now that traditional gas taxes have fallen short. Critics, though, point to the risk of increased economic inequality, as the ability to pay may determine who can access fast or reliable transport routes, possibly leaving behind lower-income drivers. That same question of access is starting to come up in the world of smart homes, too, with new tech and standards on the horizon for 2026. The Thread Group's long-awaited Thread 1.4 will go live on January 1st, promising to make smart home devices, from thermostats to security cams, more interoperable between companies and brands. It's a big step for convenience, but also raises fresh challenges on how data is shared between manufacturers, and how much protection standards provide for your privacy and security at home. On the software compatibility front, Wine continues to make strides for users wanting to run Windows apps on other operating systems. The release of Wine 11.0 Release Candidate 4 landed this week, squashing 22 bugs across a swathe of applications and gaming titles, including Myst Masterpiece Edition and Wing Commander. These updates don't make as much noise as a blockbuster game launch, but they keep a vital bridge alive between operating system worlds for development, gaming, and legacy app support. Not all tech news was smooth sailing, though, as open source communities faced another copyright controversy. An FFmpeg developer fired off a DMCA notice to GitHub, resulting in the disabling of Rockchip's Media Process Platform repository, after accusations of copyright violations surged. The disagreement points to how important it is for large-scale commercial users of open source to pay strict attention to proper licensing or risk escalating disputes. Now, onto the role of artificial intelligence, where whispers of job losses and dramatic change have given way to some surprising resilience, especially in India's IT sector. Instead of upending the industry, generative AI has inspired firms to find new ways to add value, particularly through data cleanup, support, and the integration of AI into existing systems. The result? Far from decline, India's IT services firms are on track to thrive and help customers navigate the ongoing AI revolution. GitHub Copilot continues to serve as one of the year's most fascinating case studies in how humans and machines collaborate, thanks to engineering teams refining their workflows with new frameworks, like RAP. The RAP framework helps engineers break down coding tasks better by writing clearer issues, refining instructions for Copilot, breaking large objectives into manageable subtasks, and making sure there's space to collaborate with the coding agent. These enhancements aren't just about faster code, they're about improving the relationships between team members and their AI tools, helping developers unlock efficiencies while keeping human input in the driver's seat. But while shares of AI-related firms soar, another part of the financial sector is holding back. In the debt markets, interest rates for AI infrastructure projects remain high, as lenders ask tough questions about delays in construction and persistent uncertainties around future demand and economic returns. This skepticism stands in sharp contrast to the AI hype, posing real questions about whether capital will keep flowing at the breakneck pace seen so far, or if a reckoning over financial sustainability is looming for the AI sector. Graphics cards have been another hot-button issue, particularly for users in the Linux community relying on AMD hardware. Performance regressions in the AMD GPU drivers affecting RDNA 3 and 4-based cards were widely reported following the Linux 6.19 release, throwing benchmarking efforts into confusion. These challenges underscore how tricky it can be to balance rapid development, new feature support, and rock-solid stability for a broad array of hardware used in open-source systems. Meanwhile, the economic landscape continues to highlight a pronounced divide between the fortunes of large corporations and the struggles of small businesses, particularly across the US. Large companies are flush with resources and are even adding jobs, while small businesses, already under the gun from high inflation and jittery consumer demand, are more likely to be shedding staff or shuttering their doors. This polarization reflects broader shifts in the economy and is a stark reminder of how technology, policy, and finance intersect in ways that can benefit some while leaving others further behind. In conclusion, the tech world of 2025 has once again shown us just how deeply intertwined technology, policy, and society have become. From legal cases over code and questions about who gets to use the highways of the future, to the hidden forces shaping programming languages and AI-powered workplaces, the next chapter is likely to be just as complex and just as compelling. Thanks for listening.